Vayter and Shastra and Sanhedrin have Samach Beis, speaking on the top of the page, five lines down, look to the Gemara. Let's say if a person goes ahead and he does a lot of Avodah Zarah stuff all in one Helem Echad. Tani Rabbi Zakeh Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Zibeach V'kita V'nisveich V'yishtachav. The guy shechted and he burnt and he poured his libation, he bowed down to, and he did it all in one Helem Echad. Mehelam echad, without realizing what he was doing, ainu chayv ela achas. He's only chayv one. Rashi says v'chol avad usay v'azhara achas. And it all comes from one azhara of lo savdein, of one warning of do not worship it. And therefore hilkach ein kan chil chatos, has no splitting of the chatos. Amar lei. So if Yochanan says, hold on 1 second, says Rav Zakeh, poke tani levra. You get on out of here. Aroy svun beis medrash. Rashi says the toes who look coming in the first time is a big mistake, and he's going to explain what that is. Amar Rabbi Abba. Says, no, let's try to back him up over here. Hadamar Rabbi Zakeh, a machlokas of Yosef Rabbi Yosef, it's a machlokas, a time we learned in a braisa about lighting a fire on Shabbos. Oh, yo. Pusik says, lo sase ko malacha, don't do any malacha, right? You can't do any malacha. And then we also have, it says, lo savaru ish b'chol m'shusechem b'yom ha-Shabbos. So why did Torah have to specify that? Havara l'lav yotza. This we've seen a few times already. Where did we see it recently? On Shabbos, Yevamos. We didn't see Krisis yet. But that it says, Rashi, you have Ora, Sheyotza, Mechlal, Lo Sase, Kom Lacha, you spit the Shabbos, Lav Yotza, Lo Tzia, Mechumri, Shem Lacha, take it out of the Chumri, the other ones, Vela Me, Delea, Sheinu, Lo, Bekaris, Velo, Bemisa, El Balav. All it is the Lav, no Karis, no Misa. Div Rabbi Yosef says, Agazak Rabbi Yosef, Machlokes of Notsan Omer, Lechalik Yotza. No, it came out to separate it. Separate all the different malachas from each other. You're going to be chayv each one. Says Rashi, lechalik lachlok velomer lechamazum yuchedes shimei ovas malachos anasas mishkan. This is a particular malacha that was done in the mishkan. V'chayv aleakos of the pasuk was mechayv mifnei atzma on its own. Shapirat la levada because it's specified by itself. Av kolshu av malachos. So do anything which is av malacha. Anything that was in the cloud was taken out of it. It's coming for every one of them. So you see, all of them are going to be chayv. According to him, he says that avara is lelav yotza. Did Rabbi Yossi, then ishtachava nami lelav yotza. And also ishtachava was also singled out in order to teach you this as well. Right, because kind of followed up there. In order to go out to be mechalik, the different ones that you're going to be, each one you're going to be chayef. Boom. So what are you knocking him out for? He's saying a good thing. So let's go 1 second. Maskif la of Yosef. Dilmat can look on Rabbi Yossi also. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is only saying in the case of Shabbos, see me, little Shabbos, Havara, Lalav Yotza, the Nafka, Le, Chilik, Melachos, Meachos, Haina, because he learns out that the different Melachos are separate from each other with reference to being Chatas from another Pasuk. It says, Meachos, Mehaina. The Tanya runs in a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Va'asa me'achas mehena. The Pasuk says, Nefesh ki sechet habish gagah mekometz Hashem, ha'shalos ha'sen va'asa me'achas mehena. A person who goes and does it sin b'shogeg, among all the things Hashem says to do that may not be done, and he does one of them, and it goes to describe what he has to go and bring, and when it says this lashon from one of them, let's understand what that means. Sometimes you're going to find that you're going to be chayev one on everything, one chatas for everything. Some you chayev for each individual one of them. From Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason said, "My time of Yosi, what's shot in Rabbi Yosi? Look, where does he get it from? The chsiv, also me'achas mehena. It says he's going to do one of them. Achas me'achas. A person is going to be chayev chatas if he does one or from one. Achas or me'achas, even part of it. Hena mehena. And also, he's going to be chayev chatas when he does them, hena, or of them, achashi heina, not only that, but one that is like them, make many mitzvos, and let's see, many different chatos going to come from it, veheina shi achas, and also a case of them, in the plural, many averas, that's like one avera. Achas Shimon, one issue would be, if a person, let's say, wrote the name Shimon on Shabbos, me'achas shemi Shimon, let's say, only wrote two letters of it, and wrote shem mi Shimon. Right? Instead of writing the whole thing in Shem, and he stopped writing the first two letters, he's going to be Chayvachatas because those two letters themselves write the word Shem, and that's going to be itself something. Heina Avos, these are Avos. Mehena toldos, and of them is going to be a tolda. Achas shehiena, what's the case of a situation where achas one, that is them, the plural, many of eris, this is zadon Shabbos v'shigos malachos. If a person, let's say, they know it's Shabbos, but they don't know that what they're doing is malacha. So that's achas shehiena, it's in the plural. Hena sheachas, what's the case of all of them? That many averas that come out to only one avera. This is talking about when a person does a lot of different things on Shabbos, and Shigas Shabbos was doing malachos. He didn't know that it was Shabbos, but he knew that each one was malachos. So if Yossi is learning out achas mehena, meachas, hena, that if a person does, right? Are we in that? Achas shehiena. Hena sheachas, that if a person does a bunch of different things, also things on Shabbos, he can be chayiv to bring many different chatos. Now, maybe that's why he explains the pasuk is going to sin, says specifically brings lo sevar eish for its own iser, that it's just the actual, that's the malacha that it's referencing. But over here, or can't be learned out from another place that different types of avodas are separate from each other in reference to the chatas. To kuli amashtach of lechalik yasu, because everyone, both of Nassan and of Yosef, are going to be masking that bowing down was there, singled out in order to separate, right, the different ones from another, to teach that if one does a number of different things in helabachas, he's going to be chayv to bring a lot of different chatos. Oh, so this knocks out of Abba's shtickle to try to fix the brace that's Torah of Zakkai with that of Rav Yossi. Okay. Chilik malachos tavos kachavim nami. In reference to avodah zara. Itwe as well, avodah zara. Where we have different avodas are separate from one another. Typically, me'achas mehena. It can be learned out from me'achas mehena, right? Because it comes up be'chatas and doesn't refer to any particular avera, and therefore, you can learn out from avodah zara as well. Achas zvicha, one says Rashi that we understand when it uses lashon of achas. It's teaching us that a person is going to be chayv to mechatas if he does an avera. When you put it by avodah zara, it would mean that he does an avoda, like shchita, but he does it entirely. So achas zvicha means you shechta to an animal. Meachas simen echad. If it's meachas, only part of it, then it's if you shechta only one simen. Heina avos, right, this is a primary ways of serving. Zibuch kito nitzuch v'shtachava. Mehina toldos. That's a tolda, which is something similar to av. Like shavar makil lefanel. If you broke a stick in front of it. Achas shehi'ena. What's an avera of one mitzvah? That's going to end up being like multiple, or one avera. Multiple, many mitzvos. It's when one does a bunch of different avodos. Zidon avodos kochav m'shigas avodos. He knows about the Isra Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't realize that what he's doing is in Avodah. Heina she'achas, and one of them, in the plural, many Averis, that is going to come into one. This is a case where he does a bunch of Averis, but Shigas Avodah Zkachavim. He doesn't realize Avodah Zkachavim, but he knows that these are Avodahs over here. Now, since the Pasuk can be explained in reference to Avodah Zarah, so we learn from it that if one does many different Avodahs, in one helim, and he's not aware that he can be chayev to multiple chatos. Oh, says the Gemara. No, honey, hi shigas avodas kochavim hechidami. What exactly is the case of a shigiga of being unaware in reference to avodah zara? Oh, it's a shul, and he bowed down to it. Then he realized, oh my gosh, it's a avodah zara. So he's not going to be chayav v'chata. So he libel l'shamayim. His heart was to heaven. Ella dechaza andarta v'sagale. You can see he saw the statue, and he saw the king, and he bowed down to it. Then he realized it's a avodah zara. In that case, he's not going to be chayav v'chata, no matter what. Ikabli alei, because he bowed down to the statue, he accepted upon himself as a avodah zara. Mezer, then it's a Mezer. He low kabelevi, there was an exception upon himself, then low klum, it's nothing. You know, that middle ground. Elame avami yira, are you going to say, oh, it's out of love or out of fear, you bow down to it? Because of somebody else, he's scared of them or he loves them. Honey, chalabai, dam rechai, we can make sense according to Rabbi. We saw Mechlik Rabbi and Rava, right, in such a case, that this person is going to be chayav. El Rava, dam repotter, he's going to be potter. Maiglamemar. So what are we going to say? Ella ba'omer moter. You want to say we're talking about a case where a person says it's moter to go into Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk Denver is going to teach you that that one who's isn't aware of the Isser is going to be chayiv to bring only one chatas if he does a number of different avodas on one thing. Tifshot debal minei rava mirav. So let's resolve this question that Rava asked Rav Nachman, the helim zeh. What's the case of one who's unaware of this and that? And that is, as we have Moshe Rashi brings on the bottom, Helim Zev Zev Biyado Shabbos U Melachos. What's going to be the din in such a case? Mahu Chayv Achas Al Kulan or Kol Achas V'Achas, or on each one of them. Let's say a person does a bunch of different malachas. It's on Shabbos. He does a bunch of malachas and he didn't know both that what he's doing is considered malachas and that it was actually Shabbos. Is he going to be chayav for separate chatas for each malachas since he didn't know regarding each one of them and he would have done even if he would have known it was Shabbos? Or he chayav only for one chatas for everything because he didn't even know that it was Shabbos and he would have sinned even if he had known that it was considered malachas. Tifshot said, let's work this out. The Einu Chayev El Achas is only going to be Chayev one Chatas, because Rav had no way to answer this, so he didn't go ahead and explain it in the way that we just explained it. Okay. Hello, Kasha. Nah, that's not a Kasha. But Tifshot, okay, so go ahead. Let it be answered. So we could say it's actually talking about Avodah Zarah. The fact that Rava didn't explain the Pasuk in reference to Avodah Zarah doesn't have to say that we can't go and do such a thing. Let's say it's talking about Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara, Mi Matzah Zmukim Elahai Kroi, Avodah Zarah. Can you believe that Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah? That Hai Achas V'Hai Hena. The Ilu Hacha, how could it be? Because over here, in the Pasuk it says, from one of them, Ksev B'Mashiach Par. It says by the Kohen Meshuach, that he brings a par for his chatas. Benasi sire. Reference to a nasi, he brings a sire. He brings a he-goat. Ubiachid kisba sira. And by a regular person, he brings a female sheep or a goat. Vila avodas kochavim, tanya, but when it comes to avodas zara, it says, v'shavim shebesira kiyachid. That they say both the Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing in reference to the chi of chatas by a kohen Mashiach, by avodas zara. They're going to be masking that whenever this person is chayev to bring a carbon for Avodah Zarah, he's got to bring what? A se'ira b'yachid, a she-goat, just like a regular individual. V'sulo midi, and there's nothing more to say about this. Can't knock that out, and basically comes out, kum d'chalain, that at the end of the day, we can't bring out the pasuk, achas mehena, to Avodah Zarah, and therefore we can't learn out from that pasuk the different avodos, that different avodos are going to have different chatos, and therefore we have to learn that din from the extra isser of bowing down, as the Gemara brought up above, that knocks out Rav Zakkai. Okay, Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, when he came, he said the following. Beep, turn the page. Samuel Beis, Amud Beis. Heichi Tana Kamei. Rashi says, Rav Zakkai Kamei Rav Yochanan. What exactly did he teach? Right, this is what he said happened. Chomer b'Shabbos b'Shar Mitzvos. There's a part of Shabbos which is more chomer than other mitzvos. Chomer b'Shar Mitzvos b'Shabbos. And there's certain parts of other mitzvos more chomer than Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos or Shabbos. Also shtayim helam echad. That if you did two malachas and one helam, one area of being unaware, chayav al kolachas v'achas. Then in such a case, it's going to be chayav to bring chatas for each one of them. Masha'en came b'Shar Mitzvos, which is not with other mitzvos, that you'd only bring one for all. Chomer b'Shar Mitzvos is a chomer of other mitzvos. Shebishar Mitzvos with other mitzvos, shagag b'lo miskavim chayav. Somebody did a shogig of error without having any kavana, he's going to be chayav. He has to bring a chatas. And that is that he didn't have intention to do it at all. And he was up to doing something else. So something else, he actually ended up doing this. Rashi says, "Lo niskav lo malacha zu ela davar acher." But also, the other malacha zu has happened. Masha ein kein b'Shabbos, which is not the case when it comes to Shabbos. Amar mar chomer Shabbos, Shabbos also shtayim. Then what's going to be done over there? You're going to be chayev too. Hechidamo exactly is the case over here of these two Shabbos violations. That this person is going to have tzibur chatos. Eli medavik sirvetchin. If you want to say that we're talking about the case that a person did kotzer, which is to chop down the stuff with tchina and to grind it, and one helim, this can't be. The kavasag abishar mitzvos, this would, because by other mitzvos, we could say, the achel chela v'dam, where the person did the wrong thing, chela, which is fats, which are aser, and dam, in what in helim echis, and we know in such a situation, then you're not, right, in such a case, he's doing two different isurim, it's like two different malachas, and you're actually going to be chayev for both of them. Now there's no chumah anymore, because the person is going to be chayev too for that also. Hachatarti mechayev, in the case of Shabbos, he's going to be chayev two things, two chatos. So hachatarti mechayev, this person also is going to have to bring two chatos over here, because he did two separate isurim, he's going to turn them to be chayev. Elagabi shar mitzvah, some reference to other mitzvahs, de'enu chayev ela achas, how are you going to find a case where it's only going to be chayev one chatos? For different averos. The achel chelav v'chelav, you want to talk about a case where a person had chelav, and then another piece of chelav, that can't be. The kavasal gabi shabbos would be the equivalent to avar kisir u'kisir, just kotzer and kotzer, in the same halamacha. In that case also, they're going to be no machmir, because achel chad mechayev, you're going to be chayev with one. The achel chad mechayev, you're going to be chayev one here also. Behind the Amr Lay, and this is what Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, Poktani Levra, get out of base medrash. My kusha, what exactly is the problem? Dilmi ola mei melecha, maybe we can say that By Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, Tavik Sir Tchina, where the person did Kotzer and Tochein, and that's why he's going to be chayav for two separate things, Masha Inkim B'Shar Mitzvos, which doesn't apply to other ones, Asan Levodos Kochavim, is coming to teach us a din about Avodah Zarah. Kid the Rabbi Ami, the Amar Rabbi Ami, Zibiach V'kitim V'nischa B'Hel Nechav, you did all these things, you shechted and you burnt and you poured this Nisach libations in one hell and one unawareness, Enu Chayav Elachas. You're only going to be chayev one. In fact, the see, so one's two, one's one. It's different. So the Gemara, lo mitukma lei b'avodas kachavim. You can't explain this price is talking about avodah zarah. Why? The Katani Sefer, because the Sefer says, chomer b'shar mitzos, she b'shar mitzos, shogeg below miskavim, chayev. If you did a shogeg below miskavim without any kavan over here, you're going to be chayev. Shogig below miskavim but was kochavim echidami. What's the case so therefore, what does that mean over there? You have to bring a chatas, but this is not the case when it comes to Chil Shabbos. So if we explain the first part of the Braisa is talking about Avodah Zarah, then this also has to be talking about Avodah Zarah. Shogig below miskavim but was kochavim echidami. How could you have a case of someone doing Avodah Zarah but doing it b'shogig without any intention of your edita, because every basic connects is how v'shtachav alo. You saw that it was a statue of a sagale, and when he bent down to it, he realized it was an avodah zarah. In that case, he's not going to be chayv to mechatas, because if he accepted as a god, eloha mezidu, is no chatas. We lo kabbali alev, and accepted, and lo klum, it's nothing, because the whole thing was a mistake. Ela me'avim yira, if one says avin yira, tandichle ba'idamer chayv, you're chayv in such a case. El ravdamer pater, Mike, remember what we're going to say now. It can't be, the case that we're talking about, the Yerchayev. Ela ba'omer mutter, the person says mutter. Masha'in ki b'Shabbos, which is not so when it comes to Hilchos Shabbat. Right? It must mean that if a person is totally unaware of the Isser of doing Malacha on Shabbos, and then he goes, many of errors, the Pater Legam is going to be totally butter. Ad kan lo ba'i minei Rav Amir Rav Nachman, helam zel v'zer, el ra'i l'chiyuve, chadi l'chiyuve tarte. Rava didn't ask Rav Nachman about the case of a person who was unaware about this and that, except for when the Baal Avera is chayav to bring one chatas or to bring two chatas. Patel Lagarmi Lech Lamad Amar, but there's no one who says that it's completely off the hook. So the Braisa can't be talking about a case who says Omer Mutter, and therefore it can't be explained as talking about Avodah Zarah. Says Gemara, my Kosha, what exactly is your question? What's the problem here? Don't go. I can say the ratio was chum. The ratio is talking about Zara. The sefer b'shar mitzvahs. The sefer is talking about other mitzvahs. So you got to be ratio and the sefer shtickle. The shagig b'miskavim. In the case who did Dever Bishogi without any kavanah going on over there. We're talking about the Kasavar Roku. A person thought that the thing in his mouth was saliva, Ubol, and then he swallowed it and turned out that was actually Chelev. Oh, what a normal situation. Bashengim and Shabbos, and the Bais says, which is not so when it comes to Shabbos, the Pater, there's going to be Pater. It's talking about Shinskavin like Bias, a Talush, person intended to pick something off the ground that was separated from the ground. The Chatech is a Chubin, ended up cutting the things that are attached to the ground. Pater is going to be Pater in such a case. If someone's involved with eating fats, usher fats, or he's involved with arayos, chayev is going to be chayev for chatos, shekeinene, because he got hana from it. Right? So this is, he's doing something else, not paying attention. He does a ver without even realizing he's doing it. He's going to be chayev, because he's got the hana. Masasik b'shabbos, someone's doing, he's masasik b'shabbos, he's not paying attention to what he's doing. And then he ends up, you know, doing some halacha. Pater, he doesn't have to be chatos over there, because melachas machshavas as the Torah. The Torah there specifically says you have to have the proper intent. You have a mind to go and do such a thing. So why did Yochanan tell Yaakov to get out? Right? If we explain the first part of the Bryce, it's talking about Avodah Zarah, and the latter part is dealing with the Chelev and Znus. So okay, everything works over here. The Lomuki Masnisa. He doesn't like to set up in a way that the race is one thing and the is another. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, man de mitargen li chavis alibi de chatana, someone who can explain to me the Mishnah about a keg, its entirety, in accordance with the view of one Tana, this is above Mitzia, then movilna mani baser lebi masusar, I'm going to carry his clothing after him to the bathhouse, right? Again, showing us this concept that he doesn't like to go and split up, and therefore he goes ahead and he chucks him. He says, get out of the base medrash. You Dunskys here. Go for beep, turn the page. I'm giving off. I'm Rabbi Ami. Zibach, we keep the Vinisach Behel Mechad. We did all these things in Hel Mechad. Ain't no Chai Velach is only going to be Chai for one Chata. Some Rabbi says, my time to be mayor. Why do you say, if Ami say that? I'm a Kra, Lo Savdin. The Pasuk says, you shall not serve them. Akos of Hassan, Kulan Avoda Achas. The Pasuk is making all of them the same type of thing, like they're considered one service. Me, I'm Rabbi Achi. Did Abai really say such a thing? Why does the Torah say three different times this Isra of bowing down to Avodah Zarah? Achas l'kedarka, one for doing kedarka, achas l'kedarka, did it the wrong way, the way not normally served. V'achas l'chalek, and the third one, to separate the different types of avoda from each other in reference to the chatos, how much you're going to be chayiv, to teach that if one does many Avodah Zarah shtiklech, and one helim, you're going to be chayiv to bring a separate carbon for every one of them. So we see Abai is arguing with Rav Ami. L'dvar of Rav Ami coming, no, Abai was just saying his reasoning, the reason according to the opinion of Ami, v'lei lo svirlei. But he himself doesn't hold like that. Go for Amar Abai, shloshes tachavos, bavos kachavim lom, why is it being three times? Achas l'gadarka, achas l'gadarka, achas l'chalik, to separating chayiv each one. L'chita rabba, l'gadarka, May Echa Yavdu Agoyim Aila Nafka. We learn now from how do these nations serve their gods. I had to go on fix the kasha now. We learn from this pasuk such a concept of Likadarka. Ella, the three serm is Achas Kadarka, Vishalo Kadarka. We bows down in a normal way, but it's not the total normal service, right? It's usually served in some way other than bowing down, but it involved a type of act, which is a respectful act. In that case, bowing down is not the usual way of doing it, but it's not unusual. So let's say you hug it, so you bow instead of it. The acha shalokadarka, and then one, which is shalokadarka, right? And the acha shalokadarka, and the third one's coming to me. Mechalik, they're going to be chai for each one that you do. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.